talk. Talk, talk.
Yeah. So. Okay, it's polo everything, even down to my drawers. Nigga, you're just a worker, can't rock with a boss. You go against the boogeyman, you already lost. The waves dipping like chicken nuggets and barbecue sauce. I be all in your girl house, I ain't playing, boy. Using that Wi-Fi you help paying for. You wonder why the people feeling me, yo? It's probably cause I'm fly and I'm killing the flows. It's like the devil trying to come for my soul. And I'm stuck in between falling in love and not trusting these hoes. Cause they be talking shit like if you cheat, then they'll kill a bitch. Yeah, but be having a side nigga they be chilling with.
What?
It sound a little crazy if you ask me. So we can skip all them feelings and get nasty. Nicknamed Boogie ever since I was a kid, son. And Glenwood is the block that I really lived on. Always keep it real, it don't matter if you won't. They say fake it till you make it, but what happened if you don't? I would never know cause I ain't go that route. You say your girl loyal, but I know that mouth. My new bitch play trap music when she roll blunts. I eat it in the morning like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. She gon' ride it until I bust, that's the last stop. She bumping my music because it's mad hot. In my city, all that frontin' to get your ass shot. It's one dream team and your baby mama the mascot. But really though, getting high when I'm feeling low. Anybody got a problem, let a nigga know.
My love.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy, Wave Jones. Had the round table, the round motherfucking table podcast. And we in the building with a special guest. We in the building with Glenwood Boogie.
Yeah. You already know, man. It's your boy, Glenwood Boogie. One dream. All that good stuff.
And you know what it is. It's go time.
Yeah. Once again, it's on.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
It's go time in this motherfucker, you know how we do, huh?
All day, all night, we trying to get this thing popping.
Hey, get this thing popping.
Tell us your story, we might tell you one back.
Motherfucker know how to act.
Hey, when they get on the podcast, you know shit go around.
It's going down at the round table. The round table. Hey, we at the round motherfucking table. Yeah. And it's go time, bitch.
6 degrees of separation. Man, crazy. Cody made me come home. Link with Wavy. The round table. It's go time.
Get it.
Listeners, pay attention. It's go time.
We at the round table.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know.
It's go time.
We about to do it fucking big.
And go live.
Sit down and chill
because it's go time.
Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live. We at the round table. It's time to go live.
Go live.
Think they really know it's really go time.
I don't think they know.
I don't think they really know it's really go time.
Let's get it.
Sit back, relax. It's go time.
It's go time.
I don't think they really know. It's go time.
It's go time.
Sit back with Wavy Jones and go live.
Yeah.
Sit down and chill
because it's go time.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's your boy, Wade Jones, at the round table, the round motherfucking table podcast, sitting in the building with a very special guest tonight. You know what I'm saying? We sitting in the building with Glenwood Boogie.
Yeah, what's good, man? It's your boy, man. What's going on, Boogie, man?
Man, I appreciate you coming through, baby.
Man, appreciate
you, my nigga. Yeah, I mean, definitely salute King. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we sit in the building also with returning guests and alumni members and shit. You know what I mean? We got motherfucking L Biz in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Dude.
You know what I mean? And we also got motherfucking my brother Shaft Rock. You know what I mean? Yeah. Brick Boys S Clash. You know what I'm saying? And you know what it is, man. It's dope time. So we're going to start this shit off like we always do. You know what I mean? Glenwood Boogie, you know what I mean? Let the people know something about you know what I mean, about yourself that the world might not know.
Man, I don't know, man. I'm just I'm the same nigga, man. I'm the same nigga I always been, man. So I'm cool, calm, collective. Mm. And that shit show on my music. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a cool nigga. I stay to the background. Mm. I do what I do. And I just keep it cool.
So, my G, where was you born and raised?
Oh, that's Eastside Buffalo.
You
know what I'm saying? Glenwood.
Glenwood, that's the name.
You know what I'm saying?
So Eastside, I was about to say, that's where the name came from.
Yeah, that's basically where the name was. It's a longer story to it. Glenwood is the hood I'm from, but I got Boogie from, actually I got Boogie from Lauryn Hill.
Mm. Ooh, speak on it.
You know what I'm saying? So, we was like, I don't remember how old niggas was. We was kids, so we used to sit on the porch doing homework, playing music and shit. We used to play the Fuji CD. You know, she used to say L Boogie, so I'm like, shit, I'm gonna take J Boogie.
Okay.
So, from there, everybody just kept calling me Boogie. So, I just switched the name a couple of times. So I'm like, what can I use that niggas can't take from me? You know what I'm saying? So I just put the hood with it, Glenwood Boogie, and I'm like, shit, niggas can't take that. There's gonna be a million Boogies, Bugs. I had to switch my name mad times, bro.
That's a fact.
That's where it came from.
But that's different, though. You don't hear nobody say it. You know what I mean? And it fits the character. You know what I'm saying?
That's where it came from. We used to just sit there. I'm like, shit. That's a fly ass name. I'm like, shit, L Boogie, J Boogie. You know what I'm saying? And I just
earlier, before we got on mic and shit, I was telling you, I was like, yeah, you don't know about the fire station or nothing, because it used to be on Glenwood, right there by Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the other part. I'm on the other side of the, I'm by Kirk.
Oh, okay. So you probably, see that you wouldn't even know.
Still Glenwood.
You're still Glenwood. Yeah, you on the other
still
side
Glenwood.
Of
it. I fuck with y'all.
Man, we studio crazy. That's where we made them tracks. You know what I'm saying? That you heard and shit. And I mean, that's definitely dope. You know what I mean? So coming up, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean about kid running around, little snot nose and shit. Who was some of the music that was being played around you, whether mom's, dad, auntie, you know, whoever you staying with?
All types of shit, bro. All types of shit. Like, we was listening to whatever. So, it was old school music. It was rap. Everything. So, like, anything that you can probably think of, that shit was getting flown through. You know what I'm saying? And then my cousin, shout out to my cousin Peasy. That nigga used to live in Oklahoma. So, you know, that's kind of like the South with the Midwest and all of that shit. So, he put me on, like, Mike Jones and Chamillionaire, all them niggas or whatever, early before niggas know. So he used to put me on the shit. I used to put him on the shit. So it was kind of like No Limit, Hot Boys, Cash. Like, we was on that shit early. So.
Yeah, man. Salutes to my brother Brandon, man. I never tell the story, though. That's how I got really put on to, like, the down south music. My older cousin, he put me on when I was a kid. Like, he first threw me a fucking... the Chronic tape, you know what I'm saying? That's what, you know what I mean? My first, like, real album, like, in my shit. But when I got, like, high school, Master P and all that shit, I remember my man came through the hood with that shit. At first, I'm like, man, what the fuck is this shit? Nigga, I started listening to him. I'm like, yo, this shit crazy, dog. I had the True. I had motherfucking Silk the Shocker. I had motherfucking Skull Duggery. I had everybody in this motherfucker, man.
Skull Duggery.
Everybody in them. Me and X, nigga, had all that shit. I'm like, yo.
We had the movies, all that shit. We were just on that shit. It was just a wave. So
I had everybody album.
Just like, everything was like an influence. Like,
So who was that person that threw you that first CD or album, whatever? And which album or CD is it that, like, that one that you just kept going to? Like, you know, because everybody you can hear all types of music, but it's that one that you like, yo, I know that shit still right now, front to back.
Man, I would have to say, I can't really pick, like, one person who just was like, here. Like, who the sole influence was from, because it was everybody. Like, grandmother, moms, like, cousins. It was everybody. So it was just, it was in my face to listen to it. It was like, I couldn't get away from it. So it wasn't, like, one person, but I don't know. Like, what album? Like, I would have to say, like, maybe, like, Life After Death. Like, that shit, if you play that shit now, that shit sound like he just made the shit.
That's a fact. That shit got, but that, yo, them fucking albums like that, spooky, man. Like, you know what I mean? I was listening to Nip last album and shit, and I was like, damn, it's over? I ain't gonna get another one after this? Like, damn, what the fuck, man?
Right.
That shit sour, man. The same way with the Biggie joint. And it gives you the same, if you listen to them albums back to back, it gives you the same fucking vibes, you know what I'm saying? Same way you listen to fucking Pac's All Eyes on Me, it gives you the same vibe. I mean, it's the same rhythmic tempos in them shits and shit. It's the spookiest. The weirdest shit, man. That's why I don't never kill myself in the goddamn fucking song, nigga. I ain't never dying in this song.
You know, what it was, you know, niggas was kids. We ain't really understand a lot of the shit that they was talking about, but we knew all the words. So then when you get older and you listening to this, you like, this what they was saying?
Nigga, you know how long Jay-Z Reasonable Doubt was my favorite album, and it took me years to understand what the fuck he was talking about. I was still trying to learn some of the shit that nigga was saying. Like, yo, this nigga was talking money out of this world. That nigga said, Paul, I was still spending money from 88. Nigga, it's 92. No, it wasn't that. No, it came out 95.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas was kids, so we listening to this shit.
You got
to
calculate.
We growing up in this shit, but
88, 95.
Like, understanding of what it is, we don't really know. Then you get older, like, God damn, this is what these niggas were saying? But we grew up in that shit.
Definitely. Definitely.
That's how it was. It was just all that type of music, Wu-Tang, Biggie, Pac.
Yeah.
Like, all of that shit I was listening to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom's listening to this shit, so I'm right there. It wasn't like, oh, you can't hear this. It was like, nah, nigga, like.
Yeah, definitely. That's how my mind was. She ain't filter none of that shit. She was like, shit. You know what I mean? You go hear it regardless. You go hear it regardless. Right. You go hear it regardless and shit.
That's kind of where it came from, so it was just like. Listen, already being a fan of music and shit, and then, you know, niggas playing around, want to rap and shit like that. I mean, I want to try this shit, so niggas doing it, then somebody saying, like, nah, you should keep going. Like, all right, do it. Me and my mans have
so how old was you going. About when you started to rap and shit?
Like 14.
14,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, like 14, okay. Just playing around, making tapes with me and my niggas, like on the karaoke machine type shit. Like,
okay.
If niggas watching this, niggas know, like. We used to be on the, we was like really like for real with that karaoke machine though. Like, we had a karaoke machine, we had dubbed a beat on the tape. Then we'd take another tape and then record our verses on that tape. Take that tape, record the hook on the next joint, and then do the ad libs on the final copy of the tape.
Yep. And you know how I know you did that shit? Because I promise you, I tell the story before, when fucking Sega Genesis came out. Not Genesis, Sega Genesis. And when fucking Mortal Kombat came out, the first one, it was all that talk about this shit, nigga, as a kid. I motherfucking got a karaoke machine for that Christmas. Had the same situation, nigga, but I took the mics and I held them like this to the joint and I recorded. And I used actually the fucking, you know how you go to options and they got the sound effects and the music and shit. I actually used the music, rapped over the music and used the sound effects into the joint, into the track, nigga.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, why would we kids thinking like that?
Right. Yeah, I mean, because shit, niggas ain't have shit, nigga. I was rapping through the fucking headphones. You know, the joints with the wire, the mic, with the little...
You know how much money I done went to the corner store and bought fucking mics? We little kids, we just... You got a couple dollars, we got a couple dollars, we're going to put that together and buy a mic. Put a couple more dollars together, buy an instrumental CD.
Oh man, they fucked up the game when Napster came out and LimeWire, nigga. I had everything. J. Armstrong the fuck out. I had everything. But shit, at that time you had the Yahoo dollar. Who gives a fuck? Shit going through your phone line and shit. Soon as somebody pick up, everything disconnected. Like, bro.
Yeah, that's before. Niggas
don't
know nothing about that.
You pick up the phone, that shit beep your ear like boom. Like, god damn, oh shit. You startled like a motherfucker. That's when you sit there for an hour waiting for that motherfucker. That's a fact. But so Bong, you know what I mean? Like, so you say about 14. So when was like how old is you about when you start going into the lab, you know what I mean, and start really recording like a real studio and shit?
I say like probably like 15, 16.
Mm-hmm. You start paying for studio time? Or?
Yeah, like doing that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like doing whatever me and my niggas, we had like a little group and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like we put our bread together.
Mm-hmm.
All we did was like, we wasn't together. We wasn't working. We was making music.
Mm-hmm.
All day, just sitting there smoking, chilling, making music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then we'd go to the studio, record like 5-6 joints. You know what I mean? 3-4 joints here. You know what I'm saying? And just do it like that. Like.
So what was the name of the group?
District.
District.
Yeah, man. My niggas the District.
Man, you know your homies saying? End up still rap or what?
Nah. My niggas don't rap no more. I'm kind of like the last one out of them that rap. But they still around. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, they still like involved with my shit. So
that's
like,
dope. They,
I'm coming to them first. Like, yo, this is what I got.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, before I even record this shit.
Mm.
I make some shit, but oh, I gotta let these niggas hear this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's still like that. Man, they just ain't active as far as like creating music, but they have a big influence on shit that I be doing.
No question. Before we go to commercial break, you know what I'm saying? My brother Shaft Rock. He came through, you know what I mean, blessed us with some of these good products, you know what I mean? For better, for health. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Talk about them real quick. Huh?
Appreciate you, bro.
You already know.
I'm going to come through and show some love, man, with some actually products that's going to help people. Just came through with the turmeric soap. Came through with the shea butter black soap. Came through with the raw shea butter soap. We got the black
fire.
Seed.
Fire.
Soap.
Fire.
You know, you hear a lot about black seed. Go look it up.
That's fire.
Coming through with the soap. And I think we got the Egyptian musk this week.
Mm.
And we got the, you know, the 2-for-1 African raw black soap straight imported from Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, better for us, health for body. On the Instagram, on the book, just wanted to show some love. You know, we got the shea butter raw. We'll cut it, break it down for you. Then you can do what you want with it. You know, if you want, we can infuse it with the aloe. Got a brother talking about different CBD activities possibly in the future, so I don't know. Good for us, helpful body. We here.
Shout out to my bro, Stony Gonzalez. I think he got 2 Stony Gonzalez and got out of his. But yeah, man, but yeah. Shout out to him. I wish he would have known what the fuck this was.
Yeah,
he
just,
yeah, man. But shout out to this Kakashi, because this shit got some shit in the mix.
Oh, man.
It's some shit under the shit. Look at this shit.
I had to finish that before I got this.
Man. Man, it's going to be a long night. But you know what I mean? We definitely at the round table, the round motherfucking table podcast. We sitting in the building with Glenwood Boogie. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be right back at you after this. And you know what time it is. It's go time.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Appreciate everybody tuning in right now. You know?
Yeah. Just as soon as you get the money, they be asking to hold something. Saw everything, but tell the cops I don't know nothing. Say you a grown man, but you act like a grown woman. The way the waves dipping, you would think it's a storm coming. I flip some shit I said before, but I don't give a fuck. You only get one life, I'm trying to live it up. I told my bitch, just keep it real and let it be that. It's the difference between holding me down and holding me back, huh? Your baby father a lame and this man a bigger hater. Wearing them shiny clothes, nigga look like a figure skater. With them pretty bitches, they taking pictures, you see that? The only question they asking is where the weed at? I ain't playing your music cause I don't feel y'all. Real niggas do real things, baby, that's real talk. My little homie cool, try to play him, he let the cannon spark. And I be on the miles in that yak, just like I'm Shannon Sharp.
I be on these miles in here, dog, and now y'all got problems.
What's going on? It's your boy Granzy Brick Boys and this bitch. We sitting here at the round table with my boy Waverly Jones. You know what time it is. It's go time.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy Wave Jones at the round table, the round motherfucking table podcast. We sitting in the building still. We in here with Glenwood Boogie.
Yeah. Here.
Oh, man. You know what it is, man. You know what time it is. It's go time. So shit, yeah, I mean, when we left off, you know what I mean, we was talking about basically, you know, your introduction into the game and shit, or so to such, you know what I mean? So after that point, when did you, you know, hit the stage or, you know, perform in front of an audience?
I mean, honestly, I did that shit when I first started. We did, like, talent shows and shit for, like, for school and shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we just like flipped the whole. Like I said, we was on that juvenile, that down south wave, that hot boy mm-hmm. shit. So us being like little kids, we flipped the hot boy joint, and we was like the no money millionaires. Niggas watching this shit, they know like this shit. That shit was funny as hell.
Right.
Somebody got this shit on tape though. Oh, man. But we was a no money millionaires. Mm. Like we had like tinfoil chains and just playing around. But that shit was like the introduction to like actually doing this shit though. Like you know what I'm saying? Like I studied that verse. Like all right, let me make sure I say this wasn't my verse, obviously.
Right.
Let me make sure I say this shit right. You make sure I do my shit, and that kind of turned me on to like maybe I can do this shit for myself.
Mm. That's right.
So
yeah, I'll never talk about this story too much, but I did that at the talent show too. Me and this chick, shout out to Toya. We were supposed to do the "I'll Be Missing You" joint.
Okay.
I mean, she light skinned, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny you say that shit because back it's like what 6th, 7th grade or some shit. And we used to go, these motherfuckers used to call me Piff Daddy or Puff Daddy or some shit, like Pimp Daddy or some shit like that. It was like puffy shit, but it was something to reference around that bullshit. But yo, we did that shit. I was like, yo, I had to memorize the motherfucking lyrics and shit. And I did the joint. It came out dope. I did a little dance and shit. I'm glad nobody got the footage because that shit probably funny as hell.
But being up there like that shit, that feeling afterwards, like
bigging
you up and shit, so
oh,
that
yeah.
shit make you.
Oh shit! I had the funniest experience of them all. Shit, before that year, it had to be fifth grade. I don't know. Damn, what fucking year was this shit? When Def Squad came out with Rapper's Delight. What year was that?
Shit.
Fuck.
Damn, that seemed like two.
This was it 2000? 99? It was 98, 99. It had to be late 90. Yeah, like, because I was still in high school. I mean, I was still in grammar school, so it had to be, like, right before my freshman year. So I'd be, like, 8th grade or some shit. But that motherfucker, man, listen. Me, my two other bros and shit, we supposed to do the motherfucking three members of the Def Squad joint in the talent show again. Man, we go over shit, go over the verses, everything. I got my shit, like, I know them all. Motherfucker come tell this show time, this motherfucker's done backed out on the boy, man. I'm mad as hell, son. So I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna go up there and still do it. And then I still did rap all three verses, nigga, and got applauded for that shit. Like, I'm like, see, y'all boys could have been up there. Y'all boys suckers, man. Y'all sit in the fucking crowd and shit. Y'all try to, you know what I mean? But it's all good. Shout out to my bros, you know what I mean?
And so you niggas did that. And then, like, when I got to high school, that's when I kind of like really started going hard with the, I'm actually going to be a rapper, got my name, all of that shit.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, I'm about to just go ahead and, you know what I mean, do this shit.
Oh yeah, sorry, somebody was calling there, y'all. My bad. I don't know who the fuck that was. I knew something was sounding crazy and shit. But fuck it, man. Fucking though, like we still here though. Don't tune out. Keep lugging in. You know what I mean? But
yeah, we were doing that shit and they had a talent show there.
Hmm.
So we just, that's when we did our own original shit. We had the shit set up. We had like a little classroom set up. The lights flickering. Like we had a whole little performance. We lost, but our shit was the hardest shit. But after that, everybody just like, yo, they know me from rapping. So it was like, all right, I'm just going to keep doing this shit.
And hell yeah. So when you was in, grab that from my brother, I appreciate it. So when you was in high school, Or you know, did you play in any band or any sports or anything like that?
I was actually in the school band like before all of this, before rapping. Like
okay,
was like 5th grade.
Yeah,
like I was in school band since 5th grade. Like you know what I'm saying, 4th, 5th grade. So I was playing the drums and shit. You know what I'm saying, like and then that kind of, like I said, it just was music all the way around. So it was like all kind of music I can just intake and consume. And then I'm in school, like, playing the drums in the band, you know what I'm saying?
That was the same way with me. Yeah.
We had performances and all of that shit.
That was the same way with me and shit. I started off in the band, too, at grammar school. I had, I played, the first year, I played the drums. And it just so happened, shout out to my boy Deshaun and shit, you know what I mean? That nigga was nasty. And then my man, I think it was my man Keith. I think it was Keith, but these two niggas was nasty on the drum, so they already went to church and all that shit, so them niggas was crazy. So yeah. I got stuck with the fucking bass drum on some goddamn drummer boy, drum line type shit. Nigga, I hated that shit. I was mad as hell. I mean, I got busy a little bit on the sticks, but when it came down to do actual, you know, band chorus or whatever the fuck, I got stuck with the boom, boom, boom. I'm like, nah, fuck this shit. These niggas doing solos and shit like that.
Yeah, we was getting solos and shit.
So then the next year, nigga, I said, I'm gonna try and play trumpet. And I actually was decent with that shit. So I played trumpet for like 2 years. And so then,
my only downfall with that shit was being kid just want to hang out and be out in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had a music teacher that was
you gotta get some labels to
teach me every instrument.
Shit like urine bottles now.
I teach you everything. So I'm like, shit, but I want to go out and play. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to go out, hang out, and be in the streets with my niggas and shit. So I'm like, nah, I'm about to just quit this band shit. But that nigga was trying to teach me every instrument.
Mm.
And if you know what I mean? Hindsight 2020 shit. If I was thinking about it, if I knew better, I'd have been in there trying to learn that shit. Because now I'm using that shit now. Me actually want to do music now in the future. I should have known how to, like, play the piano. He was teaching all of that shit, but I just wanted to go out and play.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, like, let that shit go. But I got pulled back into it as far as, like, wanting to be a rapper and shit. So.
Man, that's fire, man. You know what I mean? Because from talking with you and shit, you can tell that shit is really in you. Like me too. You know what I mean? Like I really been rapping like all my life. Like I still got a VHS tape. I kept it. I had to take it from my parents because just in case it got fucked up. But I got a VHS tape with me fucking in like a onesie and shit on my dad fucking record player, not turntable, nigga, fucking it up doing the fucking. Like a radio and shit, you know what I mean? LL and shit. I just keep saying, I'm like a radio. I'm like a radio. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, this shit been, you know what I mean? And then, to be honest with you, the first rap that I wrote was the one I was telling y'all niggas about that I did with the Mortal Kombat shit. That shit was called Mortal Fighters. That shit was a mixture of Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter characters fighting. That's how I was rapping this shit. That shit was fucking, it was crazy.
That's dope.
You know what I mean? I was a kid. Because, you know what I mean? I was one of them kids that, shit, your grandmoms and your aunties and niggas over you. Your nigga, get in front of the TV and do something. Yeah, do a show, nigga. What kind of talent you got, nigga? Y'all sing some shit.
Everybody was
that, you know what I mean? So that's how I grew up in that type of household. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? That shit is just, it's love, man. You gotta, that's how you know you rooted in this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that shit is just, like I said, it wasn't no one person or one thing that just was like, all right, you like music now from this person. It was everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I was hearing. Mm-hmm. So
that's dope. That's
all that
dope.
Old school music, all of that shit. Like, I was just hearing it constantly. Like,
mm-hmm. So now, in your ventures of doing music, you know, over time, have you traveled to any places beside Buffalo and did any shows? Or have you did any shows in Buffalo?
Yeah, I did. Early on, I did shit. Like I said, when I did the group shit or whatever, me and my niggas, we flew to Florida, the city.
Mm.
I then went to L.A. and did some shit. Performed at like a hotel in Beverly Hills.
Mm.
Come on. Little shit. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really speak on that shit, but I did little shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I need to be doing more for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't look at it like, I look at it and be like, that's what you did. That's what you could be doing. That's what you should be doing. Do more.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so I don't really just be like, yeah, I did this. I was out here doing this. Like, nah, keep doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing now?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. You did it, but what you doing now?
So facts.
I'm trying to capitalize on that, and the
hardest part of the situation is when you're doing it alone.
Crazy, man. Some real crazy shit. I ain't got no time for that.
No.
I ain't got no time for that.
You know.
I ain't got no time for that.
No.
Got no time for that.
You know.
All I chase is dreams of paper. Occasionally a chick.
that don't wear no makeup. All natural in the pics. Take a trip with a dude from the north side. I don't really ball, but I'll have you courtside. Being honest, hope you know I don't record lies. Had to finally come and holler, it's like the fourth time. Third time you saw me, you probably thought that I was shy as shit. But honestly, I was just high as shit. Now I'm looking at you when you fly as shit. Plus right now my phone real dry as shit. Tell me what you wanna do, where you trying to go. We can get some drinks and some pine to blow. Forgive me for staring, but if your looks kill, I would've been dead a long time ago. She's like, thanks for the compliment. My boyfriend, you know, he don't like that kind of shit. You seem like a nice guy, all kind of shit. But you about to get me in all kinds of shit.
Yo, it's your boy L Biz, and you now tuned in to The Round Table Podcast with my man Waverly Jones. And you know what it is. It's go time. L Biz 716 Erie County.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know the situation that happened. Like, well, we do know the situation that happened with your, you know, the group, but just saying, like, you know, when you got to do it on your own, yeah, it's a lot more you take on, because motherfuckers don't know. This shit don't come easy.
No, it's easy with a group. It's easy.
Oh, easy to do music.
You got
to
do one verse.
But, yeah, but that's the easy part. That's the easy part, if you can get it done. See, I'm in a four-man group, too, but I'm also solo artist and shit. And motherfucking try to get four niggas together to do some music is like pulling teeth with your fingers. Nigga, that shit is hard as fuck. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Like, try, you know what I mean? Try it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, and let alone try to get niggas to go on a road trip and shit. Niggas got families. Niggas like, oh man, I gotta work tomorrow. Like, nigga. Yeah, yeah. But nigga, this might be the opportunity, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I did that shit. I done flew to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Did shit. Came back. Went back down there.
Ooh.
Came back. Went to the city. Went to LA. Like,
all
in the name of music.
Mm-hmm.
I never really traveled nowhere just for vacation.
So you pay for music? You pay to do them shows? Or you got paid to do the shows?
Actually, I was just doing them shit for free.
Really?
Just doing them drunk.
Wow. Either it was fucked up.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, not fucked up, but it's a part of the game. Like, I didn't travel and paid niggas to perform, open up for niggas and shit, you know what I mean? But it's about what you with it for, how much you really want it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it all break down to and shit. So, you know what I mean? Within them shows and shit, I know you made some connections and shit.
Oh, yeah. I got a little something from doing the show. Like, my man's breaking me off. Like, here you go. You know what I mean? Looking out for me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? But like,
yo,
I was just
turn
always
it down,
just,
we live it.
I was just always trying to, you know what I'm saying, like, just do some shit. So it wasn't for the money. It wasn't, I just want niggas to hear the shit. Like, all right, I got something, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, man, no question. That's a fact, man. Whenever you can get some bread involved in it, man, you gotta get with it. Shit, I remember the first time we got paid for a fucking show. That shit was like $100 and like a the biggest size, what's that, Amsterdam gin or Amsterdam, that shit was fucking,
man,
the diamond and shit,
too.
That shit was about this big, nigga. I looked at that shit, I said, hell no, I'm not drinking that shit at all.
That's crazy, that's how I got paid for
no, nigga.
Like $50 and a gallon of Henny.
Yeah, see, at least you got Henny, nigga. They try to give us some bullshit. That shit,
I got Henny.
Like, hell no, I'm not drinking Henny. That shit.
Are you want to perform? $50, I'm Henny for you. Come through. Like, I heard.
Shit, fuck it, I'm there. Fuck it, that's the way to start.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a way to start. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we also sitting in the building with my bro, Stoney Gonzalez. Like I said, we thought he got out of his, but he's back. You know what I'm saying? He also brought a little situation, little product in here and shit. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, you know what I mean? Talk about it and, I mean, let the people know what you got going on.
Well, this is actually a sativa lemonade. And
talk up so the mic can hear you that way, too. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, go ahead.
What we got going on here is a sativa lemonade. And it's all natural, fresh squeezed. It's actually herbally infused with basil. So it is literally designed to help refresh you and give you energy. I made it for people who, like, I can't have caffeine or like that. It just messes up my stomach. But natural energy, yo, you know, you can turn on a light with a lemon. You know what I mean? So, you know, think about it. That's natural energy given to you. And the basil actually is stone ground. You know what I'm saying? And it's like infused in there. So it's pulling toxins from your body, that green in there. And it's also a sativa, not an indica. So this one, actually, it keeps you more lifted, more alert. And people, this is really the working man's drink. You know, you drink this in the morning, and you just go through your day. You ain't sluggish, you ain't sleepy, you more engaged in things. This drink is real bomb. You find me on 93 Dritten Big on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Like, spell it out for the niggas that can't, you know what I mean?
93DREAMBIG. 93 Dream Big. We got that gas dreaming big.
You know? No question. Because I ain't go front, nigga. That shit some other shit. I don't know what the fuck I'm feeling right now. I'm high.
Yo,
I'm like real tipsy real off the shit. It ain't even. Rap. It's a I different feeling from the Henny and all that shit.
I gave this shit to a shorty the other day. We was kicking it. We had an amazing night, I will say. Respectfully, as a gentleman, the drink is very effective. Yeah.
So where did you find the baby bottles? Now I'm just fucking with you. Nah, you ain't got disclosure. Yeah, because this is different though. I like the way, but you just gotta get some labels or something. You gotta get something.
The labels is coming.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got a lot more things going on, and I just wanted to get it out there a little bit right now, but the labels are coming. Everything's already in design. It's in production. You know what I mean? Really, I came to break bread for a minute, and I was like, yo, try this out. And I always was like, nah, this is official. Go grab them. Go grab some more. Yeah. That's really what happened. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I show love, they give love back, and I feel like that's how it works.
To be honest with you, I'm going to have to cop one, and not even for myself, but for my mom, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? She going to enjoy that right there. She going and it's for her aches and pains, you know what I'm saying? Because she ain't really indoors like that. So she, you know what I mean? Like, that's perfect for her. You know what I mean? Yeah. Little bit sip here, little sip there. Shit, man, that's righteous. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? Definitely, I appreciate you, brother. You know what I mean? Coming through and showing love. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. So definitely support that brother out there. You know what I mean? Definitely peep Stony Gonzalez at 93 Dream Big at Instagram. You know what I'm saying? And man, I appreciate you, bro. Back to my bro, motherfucking Glenwood Boogie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Come on, man. Boogeyman, huh, man? So now that you've been, you know, performing and doing shows and shit, are these a collective songs or singles, or y'all boys actually got a mixtape or an album? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm working on this. I'm not.
Even I'm talking about back then.
Back then.
We were still creating songs. Okay.
Just creating, like, to possibly put something out.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually never really did nothing, like, but we had some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, like, everybody kind of just fell back for a minute. But then I got pulled back into the shit. So
mm-hmm.
It was like, all right, well, I'm going to take everybody and just put them on my back and just run with it.
Man, you got to. You got to bring the team along with you. So at that point, so when you basically went solo, and I mean, did you start, you know, recording a mixtape, or did you work straight towards an album?
Nah, I was just like making songs.
Just making songs, huh?
I was just making songs. Like,
mm-hmm.
Just like, I'm going to do a mixtape, but it started to turn into a mixtape after. But it's just like, I'm going to make songs. And then it came from me doing little shit, and then niggas like, I like it, but where the rest at?
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't never really have shit to like. I just had like a couple of things out, so it was like, I like it, but
because you had a lot of shit with the group, and I understand that shit, and that's why. I don't know if every artist. I think every artist in the group is still a solo artist because at some point in time, niggas branch off and want to do their own shit.
No, but we was doing that shit together.
I know. Same way.
We was just like, it's like, all right, we a group. But then I got a solo song. You got a solo song. That's how we was going to map it out. Like,
right.
like some old school shit. They don't really do that shit like nowadays. It's just like, I'm gonna give you a quick joints, and I mean, which is cool, like,
which is cool.
You know what I'm saying? But like from back then, it was like niggas would like
trying to make 21 songs.
Compilation joint. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we doing the compilation joint. Like, look at all them old Rough Rider compilations. Like, somebody had their own song on there. Like, so we was doing that shit. Like, all right, you get your own song. I get my own song. You get your own song. But then we got songs together. Then I might do a hook, and y'all two on the song. Vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it was already. So it wasn't like a huge jump from doing it with everybody else too. It was like we already doing it, since these niggas are still around. So it's just me just doing it, and just, all right, I got a whole bunch of shit, I'm about to put it out.
Huh, man, no question. So now, up to this point, how many albums and mixtapes you got by yourself? Or
I got one mixtape by myself. I got a collab mixtape with my man Blanco, and then now this project that I'm coming very soon is
okay.
Just a solo project. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you gonna disclose the name, or you gonna keep it silent for me?
I'm gonna keep it silent for y'all, but it's coming. Like, I ain't even in the midst of me telling you this, it's like
okay.
It's
the build up.
Ready to put
yeah, man.
It's cooking.
And this is a platform for you, my G. Always shout your shit. Come through, talk your shit, whatever. You know what I mean? We sit up in here and build. You know what I mean? And that's what I feel like. I don't be trying to call them interviews and shit. This shit like more like a session, you know what I mean? We just smoking, chilling, kicking the breeze, getting to know each other, you know what I mean? Right. And letting the people know about my bro, you know what I mean? Because 716 motherfucker rerun this shit, nigga, if y'all ain't know, you know what I mean? And it feel good to say that shit. Finally, we fucking run this shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. And with not only with the help of Griselda, shout out to Griselda and Big BSF, all the bros over there. Shit, but everything else that's just moving in the city and people that's moving in the city, artists and shit, whether they do a hip hop, graffiti, motherfucking spoke, man, everything, man. Yeah. We just, it's a different time right now, you know what I mean? And the great crazy thing is, and I don't know nobody that said it, but I'm gonna say it right now, I ain't seeing much hate from niggas.
Next.
It's a lot of motherfuckers that's showing love that you wouldn't even fucking believe. Like, yo, niggas just showing love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It might not be a lot of love, but they showing love. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Any type of love is a lot of love.
That's
how I look at it.
Yeah. Especially from here.
Especially from here. That's a fact.
That's
niggas
a fact.
Going to your shit, listening to your shit,
mm-hmm.
like it's already whack. They're not listening to with an ear of an open ear. They listening to this shit like, this nigga probably what?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so
that's a fact. That's maybe a fact.
I'm listening to it to already not like it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you go into this shit not liking it, you ain't even hear nothing.
Mm-hmm. So. And then niggas start dropping them bars. And I said this off mic, but I'm going to say this on mic and on camera. Shout out to the ladies doing their motherfucking thing in the city, man. Y'all fucking busting moves, man. Y'all getting crazy out here. Like, man.
I don't
want
to
like,
smoke
nothing up. Man. It's serious.
I got bars too, but I don't.
It's serious.
Shout out to Shay Norm,
my homegirl and shit.
It.
Felicia Perry gotta definitely get her coming through and shit. You know what I mean? We had something lined up, but then the COVID shit hit. So, you know what I mean? But definitely shout outs to her too. That. Super dope. You know what I mean? It's a lot of man, Bully, motherfucking man, shit, Queen Beauty, 7-1, yo, she got bars too. It's a lot of them, man. But salutes to all the queens in front of the city, you know what I mean? The city of Queens, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Let's go, you know what I mean? But definitely, so boom. Any, you know, deal talk or you staying independent or anything like that?
I'm just moving with my niggas, man.
Like, oh, man.
Whatever I do, I'm taking my niggas with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to add to the. To the puzzle. It's one big puzzle. You know what I'm saying? That one dream shit. I'm just trying to add to the puzzle. So my niggas doing all types of different shit. And I'm just trying to be that piece to the puzzle to make it the whole picture come through.
Come on, man. No question. And that's one thing I can say about the town. And we call it Buffalo the town. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the one thing you say about the town is shit like, man. The team gonna ride with you. They might not be on board with you when the shit starting, But when it go down, it's niggas gonna be with you. You know what I'm saying? See, that's a fact.
Is, though. Like, mm-hmm. The niggas who I got around me is the niggas who've been around me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no, like, oh, we just, nah, it's the niggas that's around me is the niggas that's been around me.
Mm-hmm.
So from they beginning, they starting off doing whatever they doing. Like my man Gus. Shout out my man Slim Gus.
Shout out to Slim Gus, man. And shout out to my nigga, Shout By Diggs, my nigga.
If it wasn't for that nigga Gus, man, I probably wouldn't even be doing this shit.
Mm.
Like I said, I was doing this shit and I was chilling. But that nigga brought me, like, oh, I need you to do this. I need you to do this. I'm doing this. I'm about to start doing this. I'm about to, I was, from the beginning, I was there. So my nigga like, yo, I want to do this. I'm like, shit, I'm rocking with you.
That's another win for the city right there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Slim Gush, man. Like I said, we fucking doing shit on, man, shout out to motherfucking AK Reed. You know what I'm saying? Just salutes to everybody that's doing this motherfucking thing out here. You know what I mean? Like, man, yo, just happy for the city now. You know what I mean? It's a different vibe and shit. You know what I mean? It ain't as ugly as it seems, but it's still, you know. And shout outs to everybody in surrounding, you know, towns and shit. Niagara Falls and Rochester, Syracuse. Everybody that's making moves and shit, doing their things out there. So, man, I mean, let's just keep turning up. You know what I mean? We Western New York. We ain't no borough. But, motherfucker, we do this shit. You know what I'm saying? We do this shit. We been doing this shit. We just been overlooked for longest. You know what I mean?
He's on fucking WWE and shit. He live all in Taiwan. He rap too.
Oh, man.
Shout out Kevin Bennett, man.
Oh, man.
Was on the wrestling shit.
Oh, damn. I can't think of my name. Damn, he a boxing nigga from the time. I'm sorry, man. It's slipping my mind right now. But the nigga nice, too. He get busy. And he got a couple professional fights. Knock niggas out at the casino and all that
Lonnie
shit.
B. Yeah,
Lonnie B. Salute. That nigga, I got to get you coming through, too. Lonnie, yeah, I mean, we talked about it. I know we can't handle weed around you and shit and all that. But we going to work it out. You know what I mean? But, man, definitely. We already had talks about it, too, man. Yo, it's that's what I'm saying. It's loose to everybody that's, you know what I mean, coming through, up and coming. If you want to check out the Roundtable Podcast, I'm going to sit down, you know what I mean, at the Roundtable, man, hit me up at the Roundtable, the Roundtable 716 at gmail.com. It's spelled like you know how you see it, motherfucker. The Roundtable 716 at Gmail. You know what I mean? Let's chop it up or shit. Or hit my inbox and, man, you know what I mean? Let's build. You know what I mean? So back to my bro, man. Like I said, I appreciate you coming through, dog. Man, you know what I mean? Definitely. Man. Love is love.
The opportunity, you know what I mean? Like I said, I be chilling and then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta get on my shit.
Man.
I got my man L Biz. Like I said, this nigga be on me, like.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of definitely speaking of L Biz, you know what I'm saying? Last time you came through, you hit us with that motherfucking Erie County shit. That's, you know what I'm saying? You fucking smashed niggas with that joint. That was the last time you came through the podcast. So, you know what I mean? What's been going on with you since you know what I mean?
Oh, shit. Everything.
Oh, man. talk a little everything, something about
and,
it.
And you know what I'm saying? Like after that, this past year in June 26th, which was my daughter's birthday, I dropped a project called Latter Day Saint.
Salute.
Salute. You know what I'm saying? Initial single was featuring Planet Asia and Twiz from American Cream Team, Wu Tang and shit. That joint has been doing very well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been doing a lot of work with a lot of people off of the strength of that project and then the Erie County shit. It was a great 12 months. So between that, I just featured on Beautiful Pain with RJ Payne. Lord willing, this next Facts project will be out soon. I'll be a part of that. My next project is in the bag. I'm doing features crazy. You know, so I'm working with the Fly Family, Glenwood Boogie. I just produced and co-wrote A&R, the R&B album with my homegirl, Danielle Sinclair, one of the co-owners of Hair High over on Fillmore.
Okay, salute.
Man, yo, it's working, man, building. You know what I mean? Shit don't stop, baby.
And you got on the fucking Killer B Shaq Attacks, nigga. Went crazy, got on the Killer B Shaq Attacks. The motherfuckers, I keep looking down at the motherfuckers. Crazy, dog.
A little something, man.
Like, salute. Hey, man. He always came through with the fires, though.
He's been good to me, man.
He always come through some fire, though. That's definitely what's up.
Man, my man Glenwood Boogie, man, we've been working together for quite some time. You know what I mean? So, it's only right that, you know what I mean, like, I'll be here to support him, and, you know what I'm saying, I'm an affiliate of One Dream as well.
Oh, man.
That's all family.
Oh, man, so how did y'all meet?
Oh, shit, how did we meet?
I don't even remember.
I think the first time I met you, bro, was, shit, probably.
It was on some music
Gus,
shit.
On some yeah, music shit. On some music Gus shit. Me and Slim Gus actually went to college together.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We both went to Hillwood College together. So
okay.
9 times out of 10, that's
damn.
What I was
with him. So that's probably why he no fucking shot by Diggs. That's my boy Diggs and shit. Okay, Diggs, yeah, because that's my boy. Yeah, that's my bro too, man. Salute to my bro. That's why I'm on the. That's what the fuck about to ask you my videos. Come think about it. Goddamn. That's why you got to know who you know in this motherfucker.
And then the homie so easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my nigga easy. Shout out my nigga easy.
He went to school with us as well. They all out him and Gus out in Cali right now, but. Easy produced a Boogie Bars record for Boogie, one of the singles that's out too. So, you know, we keep it close, man. And
we keep it all in the fam. So
when I first heard this nigga rap, I mean, it was a no brainer. You know what I'm saying? And we just got a dope chemistry as far as like working together. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I do engineering work too. So, you know what I'm saying? Like mixing, mastering, recording shit.
I needed to record and shit. Like, I had a song I wanted to put out. I recorded it. It was like, all right. My man told me, like, nah, nigga, you got to re-record it. I'm going to link you with Biz.
First time we linked up, it was like, yo, Gus said, nah, he got to do this over. So he came in, and it was after that, you know what I'm saying?
Like I said, Gus was pulling me in. I mean, pulling me back into this shit. So I'm like, all right, I'll do something. I had these couple of songs I made. Let him hear that shit. He like, yeah, this joint hot, but you got to re-record this. I'm going to link you with Biz. And from that moment on, I just been there.
That's what's up, man.
They come through, they don't want to leave, man. That's why they're asking me to manage them and all kind of stuff, man. But it's like, you know, it's just a genuine appreciation for the art.
It's love.
You know what I'm saying? And it's real genuine love. Like, it's you know what I'm saying? You done broke bread together, done did shows together. And you know what I'm saying? This is years in the making. Like, we graduated in like 09 from college. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that we still here and I linked up with him, it's like, you know, it's a kismet opportunity for us to all build together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a blessing. Man, that's some crazy shit that we drinking with this shit, man. All that goddamn leafy stuff, man. What's that, basil? Man.
Stone press basil.
Shit.
Exactly.
Stone press basil. Exactly. Yeah, that shit felt different going down. I feel like I ate an eighth or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, what the fuck going on right now? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I'm
going to say.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But you know what I mean? Definitely salute, man. That's what's up, man. Appreciation with appreciation do. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Before we go into the next commercial break, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Glenwood Boogie, you know what I mean? Like, what's the next things for you? You know what I mean? What's next and up and coming? Man, besides this project?
This though. Project, other projects, just one after the next. This time I'm not stopping.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's just what it is. This time around, I'm not stopping. Before I do some shit, just out of the love, like, I'm going to do some shit and put it out, get crazy response to it, and then I just fall back. So now I'm like, nah, I'm not playing with y'all no more. So
yeah.
And then I got more shit cooking. I'm trying to do all types of shit.
So what? Before we go, one more question before we go to, you know what I mean? What's one of the artists, you know, from the town or out of state that you don't work with?
Well, shit, you know, my man Biz, you know what I'm saying? Like, I keep it home team. Like, I done did. Like I said, shout out my nigga Easy. My nigga Jimmy Hustle. Like, you know what I'm
saying? Salute.
My nigga Blanco.
Salute.
You know what I'm saying? Like, me and him got a whole project together. The usual suspect shit. So, like, y'all can find that. Search that up. That Piff, SoundCloud, all that shit. Y'all can search that up. We got a whole project together. So. You know what I'm saying? Like, just home team shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, and whoever, like, I fuck with niggas, like, mad people, like, even if we ain't got songs together, though, like, it could be songs in the making or not, but, like, it don't even matter because I'm still rocking with you regardless, so there's all types of people that I just rock with.
And that's the thing, too. I said this shit, I swear, on anything, you know what I'm saying? I said this shit before I started doing the podcast, and all this shit started really unfolding in the town. I said, yo, if Buffalo start being like Texas, nigga, it ain't no telling what the fuck we could do. If motherfuckers really start pushing and promoting each other, they can't fucking stop us, nigga. Yeah. And we really start doing that shit.
It is like
we
that.
Even Atlanta, the same way. If niggas just start, fuck it, man. Fuck our differences. Nigga, you fire, I'm fire. Both of our teams saying, nigga, we need to make a track. And we know that shit gonna catch a buzz. Come on, man. Let's do this shit. You know what I mean?
What's wrong with that?
If the Buzz and Crips could do it, why can't niggas in the town do it?
That's how I link with niggas.
Like, come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even with Skeez, like, we did that joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, with Jay Skeez, we did that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, I already was put on to him from somebody. Like, I'm like, okay. I'm like, yo, this shit hard. Like, and then it was like, all right, I want you to do a song. Blase, like, it was nothing. Because I'm already on to your shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And salutes to Jay Skeez, you know what I mean? Definitely soon to come to the podcast. You know what I mean? We got him in the lineup soon. So, yeah, definitely salutes to the big bro. You know what I mean? But definitely, you know what I mean? Shit, man, that's what's up. So, yo, we at the Round Table to Round motherfucking table podcast. Like I said, we sitting in the building with motherfucking Glenwood Boogie, yes, Buffalo sir. Zone, 716 zone. Yes, you know what I mean? We sitting in the building with Stony Gonzalez, motherfucking Shaft Rock, you know what I'm saying? We even got the bro L Biz in the building, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? We just kicking it, chopping it up, doing what we doing, you know what I mean? You gotta get the rest of this though on all platforms. It's the Roundtable Podcast. I really appreciate all y'all tuning in and everything else. But you know what I mean, for the listeners and shit, we gonna be right back at y'all. But for the viewers and shit, y'all gotta get the rest of this shit. And you know what time it is, motherfucker. It's goat time.
I totally realize no fate. There is fate, but it only takes you so far because once you're there, it's up to you to make it happen.
Yeah. Boogeyman. Yeah, I've always been a real nigga that's never debated.
Never.
Keep your eyes open cause niggas be hating. I wanna push a Ferrari with a beautiful lady. But for now I catch the 12 to the Utica station. Yeah, did it by myself and never fold, nigga. Cause they said I couldn't do it, so I showed, nigga. Your heart's supposed to be warm, but mine's cold, nigga. I think my new bitch still in love with her old nigga. Plenty more fish in the sea, but yeah, listen to this. You still gotta use bait to catch you a fish. Think about it.
Yo, it's your boy Lamborghini Friend, a.k.a. the Supreme General. Here my nigga, Waverly Jones, doing the motherfucking Roundtable Podcast, as we always do, as we should. It's always a beautiful thing when we link. You know how we get it in. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day, baby. It's go time.
Yeah. Once again, it's on. It's go time. It's your boy, Waverly Jones, the Roundtable, the Round motherfucking Table Podcast. Sitting in the building with Glenwood Boogie, you know what I'm saying? Man, we done had a fucking dope night, you know what I mean? We done kicked it, chopped it up, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? I appreciate you, brother. I really appreciate you. And L Biz coming through. You already know, man. Like I said, man, it's all love. It's a platform. Yeah, man, definitely, man. Like I said, come through, talk your shit. Man, especially when the project come out, we definitely gotta sit down again. Definitely.
Like, I don't even want to talk about it because this shit is...
That's how I feel about my shit. Pause. You know what I'm saying? It's coming in.
And I appreciate the opportunity, man. Shout out my niggas. One Dream. Slim Gus. Easy. Hustle. Biz. Diggs.
Hell, man.
Zell. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got so much shit just cooking up. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, with that being said, before you go, bro, it's a couple questions from you I want to know.
Okay.
So now, if you stuck on the island for a whole year straight by yourself, and your only means of entertainment is three music albums and three movies, what three music albums and what three movies you gonna take with you to watch on this motherfucking while you stuck on this island?
Three movies and three albums.
Yep, you can take them in whichever way you want to start first.
I'd probably say like Jada kiss the band goodbye.
That's a first one.
Probably Lauryn Hill. You know what I'm saying?
That miseducation. Ooh, that's fire right there. You gotta take that. That's some humbleness right there.
Damn, it's so many.
Yeah, but this what you gonna listen to over 365,
so many, man. Like,
till that ship come or you figure out how to get the fuck off the island.
I probably had to throw that Life After Death in there too. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, yeah.
So, as far as music, as far as movies, I gotta come like. See, I fill that shit up with Eddie Murphy movies.
You know
what I'm saying? Like, but to not even be like, I had to say like any given Eddie Murphy movie, like Beverly Hills Cop or some shit like
that. Oh, man. One, two, or three.
All of them.
Take that.
All of them.
So that's the one set. He got the cop, the Beverly Hills Cop like, series. That's one.
So let me just come with the DVD that got all three of them on
it. Yep,
there. So
okay.
That's kind of one.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. So probably like Juice.
We got one more.
I don't know. Probably like Men in Black 2.
He said Men in Black 2.
Men in Black 2. All of them shit. Matter of fact, can I put all the Men in Black if we want to?
Yeah.
Right, then the Men in Black joint.
Oh man.
All
of them. The Men in Black. It's fire. All right. I guess different. That's a first. It'd be different when you hear this shit from a motherfucker.
But that shit, them joints.
Them joints funny, mind, but beca- yeah, 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 like, hell yeah.
It's funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my mind go, but.
So if you had the opportunity to star any movie and remake any actor in the movie, what movie would it be and what character would you play?
Damn. I probably had to go Coming to America. I had to come coming to America, man. I had to do that.
Prince Hakeem? No question. All right. If you had the opportunity to remake, if you had the opportunity to make one song with any artist that are alive and any producer that are alive, what artist and what producer are you going to take with you to make that track?
One artist and one producer?
Dead or alive.
Damn. I'll probably have... See, it's so much. I can't even...
Got it.
I'll probably come with like... I don't know. I had to come with like a... I got to have Missy on there. Missy Elliott.
It's already platinum.
I might just you know what? It's so much, but I go Missy and Timberland.
Oh shit!
Go Missy and
Timberland. Now you gotta freak the question though. Who you gonna have produce it? Is you gonna have Missy produce it or you gonna have Timberland produce it? Because they could both be artists and producers. You know what I'm saying?
I had Timbo produce it. I had Missy on it, and then you gotta have Timbo talking at the end.
Yeah, that's a part of your
you
track.
Know what I'm saying? You gotta have Timbo talking at the end. You see how that nigga was talking on that Genuine? That nigga's hello, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to hurt nobody. People trying to hurt us. You can't tell me them songs wasn't fire. That nigga started talking that shit at the end.
That's a fact. That's
I had to go with that if I had to just pick right now. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much to answer that question.
Oh man, no question. Favorite sports teams of all times?
I'm not really into, like, I don't really follow the sports like
okay, that. Okay, well, players. You know niggas like players, pause.
I had to say, like, maybe like Jerry Rice. You know what I'm saying? Because that's when I was a kid growing up, and them niggas was nice. We wanted to play football and shit, be like them niggas. So
that's a fact.
Right, something like that.
Before it was Moss and shit, it was definitely Rice. Yeah. Like, how niggas don't say Jordan when they shoot something in the garbage can. They say Kobe.
Right.
They don't even say LeBron. You know what I mean? Niggas didn't say Jerry Rice or Rice. Niggas definitely was like, Moss you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird how that shit even worked. But
that's
Rice was definitely that boy, man.
See, that's where they
no got gloves, right. Oh, gloves, man. Tape, whatever. See, that nigga was official, from, nigga.
The niggas who held us up to got it from these niggas.
A mitt. You know that motherfucker, man.
That motherfucking one turn, he stretched all the way out, caught that bitch like a fucking cat, nigga. That nigga, yo, that nigga was an ape. And he played for like 400 years.
Yeah, he did.
And he danced with the stars. After that. That was 401 years, nigga. Definitely. You know what I mean? I got a few more questions that we out the door, my bro. You know what I'm saying? So if you had an opportunity to have a superpower, you know what I mean? If you had an opportunity to have a superpower and if you have an opportunity to be a superhero, which one would you be and what superpower would you have?
Superpower, I probably had to read minds or something.
That's a dangerous motherfucking joint. Minds. That's ugly because niggas.
Because I know what you thinking and you don't know what I know what you thinking.
That's deep.
You know what I'm
that's
saying? Deep. So you can maneuver through life like that. That'd probably be a terrible burden.
That'd be fire. All the time.
Yeah, but if I can hear it when I want to hear it.
Yo, you know what I mean? Yo, bitch, like, fuck this raggedy nigga. Like, damn, bitch. He's just looking at her like,
like, what, bitch?
I can't even tell you this. I know this shit because
I heard that.
I want you to know that I know this shit. Right, like, right. Oh, okay, bitch. You bitch. Like now that. I'm going to be a real raggedy ass nigga. And it's fine. You know what I'm saying? But that shit crazy, though. But so if you had the opportunity to be a superhero, what superhero would you be?
I don't know, maybe like Black Panther. Fuck it.
That's fire.
Black Panther.
That's fire. And I mean, normally we go into the dark side. We talk, I mean, I asked you about Donald Dickhead, but fuck him. He out of here. So anyway, we're going to skip that shit. We're going to skip that shit. Fuck Donald Dickhead. He out of here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But real quick, you're a Buffalo nigga, yeah. So I got to hit you with the question, my G. Pizza or wings? You fucked me up. I was like, wait a second. You gotta ask one. You gotta answer one. You gotta get one. No, you gotta give us one. Nah, nigga. I was like, I'm stuck for a minute. I'm like, hold on. Nigga.
Both, because either or is interchangeable. Like, if I gotta get pizza, then I eat pizza.
Nah. You gotta give us one. If you had to choose one or the other for the end of time, nigga, which one you gonna choose?
I'll probably choose wings.
Damn. All right, flash your drums.
Oh, definitely drums.
Huh, man, drum.
Every
drum, man. You know what I'm saying? Drum. I mean, the weird question. Man, drums, man, them shit's popping, bro. Fuck that Every little drum. Flat bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Pause. But anyway, you know what I mean? The weird question is shit, blue cheese or ranch?
Come on, now, that's nigga. I'm a ranch nigga. Fuck out of here, man. I'm a ranch nigga. I don't care what niggas say. Nigga, I like ranch and my chicken, nigga.
I like blue cheese and my fries, nigga. Yo, different. I'm not a follower, nigga. I'm a leader, nigga. I'm a leader nation.
You just a rebel. I'm an Xbox nigga.
Fuck PlayStation niggas. I'm gonna say that. Oh shit! Now we got a different war. Now we got a different beef. This motherfucker. It's gang.
We can get on Call of Duty.
We shoot him up gang gang. Yeah, I'm around for the action. I get busy too on the joint. I definitely get busy on the game though. I'm around for the action and shit. But you know what I mean, definitely, man. I appreciate y'all bros coming through. Man, last and final, you know what I mean, thing before you shout out, you know what I mean, where they could you know, respectively check your music and share and everything, comment and shit. Just get the people, you know. Word of advice is something that you live by, something you go by that, you know what I mean, might could inspire somebody out there in the world.
Keep pushing, man. No matter what you do, keep pushing. Don't stop. Like, just don't stop. That was my problem. I'm living proof. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you do, don't stop. You keep doing, just keep creating, keep thinking, keep trying. No matter what door open or shut. Keep going. Don't stop.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. No question. I appreciate you, my bro, my G's. You know what I mean? And like I said, before we go, let the people know where they can hear you and see you at.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Glenwood Boogie, Instagram, Glenwood_Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Like, just look me up.
Spell it out for the dummies, because, you know, it's a lot of dumbasses out there.
Glenwood Boogie. Glenwood Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Look me up. I'm out there. Anywhere you can stream some shit, I'm going to be up there. YouTube, mad videos, dope videos. Follow me. Fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? One dream shit.
No question. No question. My bro, once again, L Biz. Let the people know where they can hear you and see you at, my G.
Oh, man. Check me out. IStayBusy.com. IStayBizzy.com. And on social media, my name is L Biz. It's literally spelled like that. M-Y-N-A-M-E. However you spell my name and L-B-I-Z. That's how you find it.
Okay. Oh, man. Easy, nigga. My brother. Speedy Gonzalez, let them know where they can hear you, see you at, Tony
Gonzalez.
Tony, I said Speedy Gonzalez. God damn. I'm high, nigga. This is some fucking good weed, nigga. That nigga, yo, he's not a rat. No, that nigga was a mouse, though.
But real shit.
A strong-ass mouse.
Fast-ass mouse.
Nigga was strong as shit. What do you like?
Nah, Speedy Gonzalez was fast, bro.
Think about Mighty Mouse.
Think about Slowpoke. Ah, damn, see, I'm really high. I'm thinking about Mighty Mouse, damn.
That's me, his cousin, Slowpoke Rodriguez.
But nah, yeah, real talk. That to cut your shit up. Pause. Double pause.
But nah, I'm Stoney Gonzalez. You can find my shit at 93 Dream Big. It's on Instagram.
No question, no question in my bro, Shaft Rock, without a doubt, you know what I mean, S-Class, Brick Boys, you know what I'm saying, yo, let the people know where they can hear you, see you, find you, get in touch with your merch, everything.
Oh man, you can hit me up at S-Class Music 716 on IG, Instagram, you can hit me up at the Better For Us, Health for Body, if you want some health-based organic products, actually exported in from Africa. So if you want support, you know, when we doing Pan-Africanism, support that as well. You know, not too much. But any of that, I catch y'all. I'm around.
Mm-hmm. No question and shit. And I'm about to be the co-producer of his motherfucking growing show. How to motherfucking grow your fruits and vegetables, nigga. Get your shit right. Because the nigga been having some green greens. And I ain't talking about weed, nigga. I'm talking about some green greens, nigga. Yeah. Collard greens and shit. Get out my greens, nigga. But shit, no question, though. I appreciate y'all brothers, man. Salute. And you know what it is, man. You know what it is. It's the motherfucking Round Table Podcast. And it's goat time. Yo. I'm going to leave you out with this following statement. Work differently today to play differently tomorrow. Go time.
Heard about you, Chris.
What's up, Grandma?
It can be used.
Where the hoes at?
On almost everybody.
You going anywhere they at? I don't know. I ain't got none.
Yeah. Lil' Boogeyman, one dream team. Know what I mean? I feel like everything I write is the realest shit I ever wrote. That's real talk, though. Yo, I promise to God y'all making me hate y'all. But forgiveness and love is all that I pray for. You ever waited but never get what you wait for? You breaking somebody's heart for someone to break yours? Now you looking like a villain, you don't know the feeling. I swear this shit making me cold hearted. I'm saying how I feel, only difference is I recorded. Can I trust you in the end if you wasn't there when it started? Just a question I gotta ask. You don't wanna smoke, that mean I ain't gotta pass it. Shorty super thick, when I see it, I wanna smash it. I touch it, it make me melt like a booty was made with acid.
Shit crazy.
You know I had to throw a joke in it. I won't attend the event if I can't smoke in it. I told her if she let me get it, I'ma get it right. But I don't wanna hit it once if I can't hit it twice. I fix you up like mechanics do to a car. Niggas say we got a problem, I handle it, then it's off. Just pull away everything, yeah, I know I said it before. I stand still, probably look like a mannequin in the store. Haters gon' hate, I don't hate them, I wish them luck. Niggas think I care when I really don't give a fuck. Yeah, I know I love this music, but honestly, you know what? If I can bring my grandma back for an hour, I give it up.
Rest in peace.
All the pain that I'm feeling is really hard to hide. They tell me let it out, I let it stay inside. I know if I talk about it, it's gon' make me cry. Cause every day I wake up, feel like the day she died. I wanna smoke and then smoke again after that. Get the money and make it flip like an acrobat. Compare me to you is like a steak to some Apple Jacks. Niggas ain't fucking with me and that's a snap of fact.
And you don't need no boyfriend. I'm your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is my boyfriend.
Right.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.